Sulphur Springs School Superintendent Michael Lamb reported to the school board Monday night on accountability, the latest STAR test results, during a regular meeting. And here is some of what Lamb had to say.
A lot of it is comparing this new system to the old system. And in the old system, things were so similar. For instance, when we got scores in May, and we could look at each class either passed or didn't pass at, say, 60%, 70%, 80%. That was exactly what we were going to get in August for accountability, too. That same type of this many percent passed and what have you. That's just not the case anymore, and you're going to see that, and you already know that. When we get scores in May, the toughest thing in the world is to decide whether they're good or not, because if we get an 80% passing rate, and it's more than we did last year, or it's higher than the state average, we can get excited about it. But as you know, the true accountability now comes from a comparison of like schools. And if that 80 is way worse than everybody in our like schools, by the time August rolls around, all of a sudden we're kind of sad about it. And so it's quite an emotional roller coaster to be a little bit happy or sad in May, and then come August, it could be totally opposite based on where we rank with other schools. And you'll see a lot of what I'm talking about. So I just wrote down, you know, good news, bad news. Sometimes it's hard to know. It's kind of a Jekyll and Hyde situation. We do like the 40 comparison idea. We like that idea. We say that so much of what you see in this new system is complaints about the old system. You know, why are we compared to Highland Park? Why are we compared to schools that aren't like us? So the 40 school thing is a pretty good concept. I will say, and you'll see this really in our middle school, they try to line us up. One of the most telling indicators of success usually, or I guess equality between campuses, is the low socioeconomic status. And we're 60% low socioeconomic. So they try to match us up with other schools that are 60% low socioeconomic. What still just kind of irks me a little about that situation, and it really shows up in our middle school. Our middle school gets compared to a middle school in Katy, a middle school in McKinney, a middle school in Houston. And you really realize we still don't have the same kind of resources attacking this problem. And so it's really, as much as we like the idea of the 40 comparison schools, in some cases, it's still not quite what it should be. One more little concept that I want to make reference to as we go through. Keep in mind, we talk a lot about chops at a tree. If you're going to chop a tree down, is it that first hit that you swung, or is it the thousandth hit that you swung that actually knocked the tree down? And I say that to say, I'm going to show you in a minute, our high school got this close to being perfect. And it's a lot to celebrate, and it's really, really good. And I just, you know, we look at it this way. Our entire district gets to celebrate that. You don't become a good high school with that kind of academic, showing without the foundation being built and without things going along the way. What we tend to find is, you know, we may not get a kid, quote, passing when they're in third grade, fourth grade, but what we see is, oh, in sixth grade, we finally got them where we need them to be, or in seventh grade. I mean, it's all along the road. We're just fighting that fight all along the road. And to see what we're ending with is pretty incredible. So we like to talk a little bit about, and I'm going to really show you some detailed stuff about high school, and then try to go fast through the rest just to say that's something that our whole district gets to celebrate, what's going on at our high school.
Concerning the high school, Lamb said they were 3 points away from as perfect as they could be under this accountability system, meeting all distinctions and top 10 results across the board. KSST News.